after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot, frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And I got my girl T Malene in the building. What's up?
Hey, y'all. Nah, we not doing that today.
Well, it's good to have you back, T.
Yeah.
You know, you've been a while. You've been on, like, where T at? I thought I was with the send a search party out for you.
Nah. I got the flu, so yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Made no sense. Well, we glad you're back. Most definitely. The trio's not complete without three people. And I think Nate's checking in a bit too, so yeah, the trio be complete. But yeah, man, you said you had the flu, but man, we used to catch up what's going on for the weekend. But we gotta catch up what's been going on with you period over the past couple of weeks. What's been going on with you?
Well, let's see. Last week I worked, did homework and went to sleep. I didn't really have nothing. But the weekend, I've been sick. I'm still sick, so, yeah. I didn't really have
still
no weekend.
Sick.
Yeah, I still got the flu.
How long are we going now on the flu?
Well, at first it wasn't the flu, and it turned into the flu, so. Yeah.
Jeez, how long has this been going on total?
Thursday.
Oh, since this past Thursday, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, then.
Not the other days I just went to sleep.
Okay, I'm about to say you just said it was Thursday, but say you ain't been here in a week, so. You didn't get in your Kevin Gates.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
But anyways, y'all, Been pretty eventful, man. Good eventful. Let's see, over the weekend, I've got a chance to work with some dope people. Put out some dope projects, shot from the magazine, shot a brand new model. Well, she's not a, she's still, I would say not necessarily brand new, but she's still fresh to the game. But she's really good, man. It's crazy. These people I've seen doing it for years and they pose and stuck, but her facial expressions, poses was like natural. And a lot of people loved her look. Shout out to Chelsea Monet. Give her a big shout out. Yeah, a lot of people loving her. And shout out to Miss Kiki coming through in the clutch and, you know, making some magic happen as usual. One of my go tos that, you know, I can trust when it comes to working with. So, yeah, man, shoot. It was a crazy weekend. I'm also finally dropped the video. With yours truly, and another model by the name of Imani Faith. We just dropped a video for that. It was it's a few weeks late, but that was the point, you know. It's still celebrating. It's to celebrate the 9th anniversary of Life That Does Live. So, you know, glad to be dropping it and allow you guys to check it out. So. Very excited, man. Very excited. Other than that, man, shoot, it's been relaxed for days or somewhat this weekend. But yeah, I was putting a lot of work in, and dropping projects and whatnot.
Yeah,
you know how that goes. So yeah, so we're going here to let you guys know what we got going on tonight. You got a menu for tonight's show. So tonight we got a special guest artist coming to the show, CJ Sweat. CJ Sweat will be checking in. Shout out to Vertigo for, you know, showing love, and you know, a lot of artists from that mixer, man. We've been we're having them on the show, so definitely excited to see what's going with that. He'll be on here in a moment. We'll be chopping up with him about his music, about as well as how he has his business in order too. So got a lot coming up with that. But yeah, so we'll also be talking about his single Fuck a 9 to 5, which he also has a video out for it, which is directed and shot by Half Pint Films. For those of y'all that's not in the area that they might not know, Half Pint Films is one of the go-to videographers in the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. He's one of the go-tos. And, yeah, man, he does some dope visuals. So definitely we'll be chopping up about that as well. And all of his products, because I have one of his products that shout out to him for giving me the sweatband, which is really dope. You know, I was wearing it at the mixer, but I wore it to the gym one day, man. That darn sweatband came in the clutch. But anyways, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to the track Fuck a 9 to 5 by CJ Sweat right here. For the first time, debuting it right here on Life That Does Live today. And shoot, check after we come out from this, we'll be getting ready to interview him. So, buckle y'all seatbelts. Don't touch the dial. Right here on Life That Does Live, another hot After Dusk Monday.
If I didn't have no kids, I will beat that ass. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power-driven epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a generate them, feel, get to the cash. Shanique them bands, own them property, own them land. All this politic and dick, getting out of hand. Secure the bad, let's not pretend I'm cutting deeper than your end. Livelihood, don't break a bit. Now you piss, you won't repent. bench. Dope is slow, no sweat. These wages barely meet an end. All about my dividends. Boy, you not my kin. To the top, you can't attend. To the op, wipe your chin. I'm in the streets, I'm getting it in. Straight jungle lion team. They loving the culture, hating the skin. Keep me a pole, rest of the fin. Watching the plot, and they laughing, they grin. Fool got me on in. Rousing the ego, chain of command. Skipping the dope. The fan, let's keep it in band. It gets a bit deeper, ain't talking quick fan. Chasing my guap, ain't time for romance. Not kissing yo, I'm taking my chance. Chasing advance, catching my chance. They staring at glance, I roll up a strand. Weighing my options, moving with caution. Start at the bottom, never will fall. This is not autumn, I see a little play possum. If I didn't have no kids, I would be dead. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power driven, epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a yen or red, I'm still get to the cash. Good 9 to 5. Let's be frank, no Sinatra. Caught him singing like the opera. Made it B.I.G. Guess who shot ya? R.I.P. my homie Baka. If I see a killer, knock the noodles out his pasta. Bearing arms with the chopper. Folks rather steal a dollar. Come together chasing guala. That's the problem. Put in 10, they gonna drop you. Leave you with no decent options. See the tape of caution. Massacre our people first, no boss. It happens very often. Why my heart refuses to soften. I'm chasing that bread, I'm chasing them commas. Keep it 100, don't f*** no drama. Desire of butter, I conquer the trauma. Weight on my shoulders, I move with the llama. Yes, I'm a sona, my aroma. This is all me, what's a persona? I'm taxing my fees because I'm the owner. I plead to spill, to your honor. Catching my drip around the corner. 12 over there, I just say I didn't warn you. A natural hustle for being a customer. Give it the real and show the true colors. Sweaty don't s*** the words that they utter. Sour, no diesel, I call them fresh mother. Haters, their motive, I would not be suckered. Face on corrosive, I'm watching them suffer. If I didn't have no kids, I will beat them. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power driven, epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a yen or red, I'm still get to the cash. Good 9 to 5.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah, we're back. That was CJ Sway with fucking 9 to 5. Right here on Life After Dusk Live, your boy Fetty J and girl T Melina. And I believe there's our special guest on the line right now. Speaking of the devil, is that my boy CJ Sway on the line right now?
What's good, Sadie J? What's good?
What is good, boss? What is good?
How you feeling?
Doing pretty good, man. That song is a nice little joint to get you moving the club, man. No, I'm a person. I like to dance, so you give me something I can vibe to and whatnot. Oh, I'm gonna kill it.
Oh, yes. Really appreciate that. You know, I just want to hear, you know, pretty much all angles, something you can, you know, internalize and also, you know, actually, you know, dance to and just get multiple feelings from it because, you know, there's one time, you know, you can go to the club, you can turn up, and when you hear fucking 9 to 5, it's like bump your job, I'm trying to turn up. And then, you know, right. When you just feeling, you know, pissed off and, you know, we all had that, you know, coworker, supervisor, lead, whoever's in charge, you know, piss us off. You turn that song on, you know, it just connects with you.
Right. It's like, to me, when I do the song, you know, it's funny because I always have this joke where I always say, man, if people at work heard some of the music I would listen to in my headphones, man, you know, you know, by the time they done the playlist, they think I'm the most hardcore drug dealer on this side of the Mississippi. So yeah, nah, man, I like stuff like that, man. Cause you get to, to escape. You know, you take it while you taking their money, you get to have a son to help you escape. And say, just they want to piss you off. Well, a 9 to 5.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So yes, man. So first off, let's get into like what actually got you into music. Like, what was that turning point in your life that said music is something I wanted to do?
Seeing my dad on stage, because my dad used to be like an actual local artist in Dallas. He won the Hometown Showdown multiple times with K104. And also, he's performed at, you know, like churches, and he's performed at Kwanzaa Fest also, too. That was really a big thing. Like, seeing Kwanzaa Fest, him at Kwanzaa Fest, that really, like, oh, yeah, I want to do this.
That's nice, nice. And pretty much, you know, it's not just pretty much a star, but you already got a father who was already making noise, and now you just kind of carrying a torch to keep that going.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Yeah, Black Starship, BSS. That's the label.
And what made you, you know, I did see that was interesting, some research I did on you. What made you decide to go ahead? Because a lot of people, you know, they're always looking to try to join it under a label instead of starting their own. What made y'all start your own label?
Really, you know, BSS was, you know, already an actual label where it helped, you know, younger artists to actually, we more so, you know, try to mentor, you know, younger artists and show them, you know, the way to actually promote, you know, put in hard work and also, you know, record good music. And, you know, my dad's been doing it, you know, beforehand, before me. And then he had, you know, he managed artists also before me. So then, you know, when it was that time, you know, for me to step up, you know, I was going ahead and, you know, carry the torch and went, like you said, and just never let that dream die. Like, and of course, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I am CEO of it also. So we got a lot of things going, a lot of great things going.
Nice. Now, what actually led to the, how'd you come up with the name CJ Sweat?
The name CJ Sweat. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's like, I used to get high like a mug, like every day. Like that was like when I was a senior, I used to get high every day after school. And then, you know, I have like a group of homies, we'll all be smoking, and then they'll ask, oh, what you want to do? They had them a computer. They had them a mic. I want to record. That's just something I loved. Like literally, I like, you know, recording. So I love recording high. So at first it started off as, you know, me just rapping dumb stuff, just rapping whatever on top of my head, just being funny and all. But most of that stuff went hard in a mug. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to call myself CJ Sway. So I just been running with it ever since.
So it's pretty much started from a nickname you just gave yourself while you were freestyling, and then it was a sign, and you know, maybe I didn't take this serious, okay?
Right, like my homies actually gave me. Yeah, my homies actually, you know, gave me that name. You know, at first I was like, yeah, I'm gonna call myself this, but then they just been calling me CJ Sweat just all the time.
Yeah, which actually transitions to something else that you got going. In addition to your music, you have sweatbands and all kind of other products. Man, what led to you getting into that? Because a lot of people, you know, starting out, they don't think about the business aspect of, as far as, you know, it's not just the music. You got to be a brand. What kind of led you out to doing that? Because, man, with shameless plug, I actually got one of the sweatbands. So, like, what kind of, you know, how did y'all come with those marketing techniques and which are definitely working?
Well, yeah, that is an excellent question. So, you know, that has started, you know, with me young, you know, with my dad always preaching, you know, you got to brand yourself. And that's just us as a people. We have to, you know, brand ourselves and to actually make it work. And, you know, I thought of, you know, I used to play basketball. So I thought, you know, sweatbands and then just people wearing just something on their head in general nowadays, you know, I think it would actually stick. And then we had like a super nice, you know, cartoon character. You know, once again, like, shout out to my dad. He, that nice cartoon character, what did it, because, you know, Sweat is, you know, with the droplet and everything. So it was just lit after that when we actually had the sweatbands. We had, you know, the shirts. We really want to actually move up in clothing. We really are. We really are, like, from hoodies, pants. We're definitely – that's going to be coming soon.
Dude, I mean, I'm telling you, the thing I like about the sweat, you know, I don't know, like, dang, is he getting paid for this? I mean, I'm just saying because of how excited I really was about it. Like, I like the fact that the sweatbands aren't, like, extra thick. Because, you know, like, how do you get, like, those real thick cotton ones? And it make you hotter than you started off with. The fact that it was like thin, it was still catching sweat, but I didn't feel like my head was getting hotter because I wore it to the gym, man. And shoot, that mess saved my life one day. I was sweating. Actually, that was like one of the days of my trainer. He was sweating the hell out of me. He's like, "You better get it on, boy." And I was, man, that sweat bed went on, been a wrap.
Oh man, I really appreciate. I'm glad that actually works for you for real. Like literally,
yeah,
I do. I actually wear it sometimes too when I work out. Oh yeah, it helps.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you would get the shameless plug with the sweatband on my head, whatnot. okay, so yo, know, as far as so you actually did a visual for fucking 9 to 5. What? You know, how did you end up linking with Half Pint Films, which I explained to people earlier, is one of the most sought-after videographers out here in the DFW?
Yeah, I didn't really, like, recognize the fact, you know, he was, like, so sought-after, but, you know, I recognized, you know, he was, you know, one of the, you know, up-and-coming, you know, videographers. Yeah, he's real name holds weight in Texas, and you know, I just thought, you know, let's go ahead and make this happen. I think, one, the level of the song, you know, I wanted a lot of, you know, attention, you know, for that song. I wanted to, you know, like, actually hit people, like, in their hearts. Like, I want them to actually feel it. So I wanted to reach, you know, much people as, you know, they can. And I thought, you know, Half Pint, you know, was able to, you know, deliver that. And it was, it was great. It was a great experience, you know. Working with, you know, Half Pint and all, it was real good. It was nice.
Like, if I give away too much, we're going to make them have to go watch the video. You know, we can't give, like, kind of explain how the visuals are, like, how the video is. Explain to the people that haven't seen it yet.
Well, I'll repeat that question. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. Oh no! The question was, as far as people haven't seen the visuals yet, what would you break it down to them as far as how the video is, without giving them too much because we gotta make it go to YouTube to watch it.
Oh yeah, so it pretty much has like a Black Power feel to it. You know, I have, you know, Huey P. Newton Gun Club actually in it, and you know, it was just painting, you know, a visual of, you know, right now, like. It shows, you know, Black Power to Black Unity. And, you know, what made me, you know, choose, like, a certain, like, fabric that I was wearing, like the dashiki, was a man named Micah X. And Micah X was, you know, the guy that actually did the actual Dallas police shooting. Because, you know, And, you know, it was a tragedy, but, you know, it had to, you know, it had to happen because, you know, I've been, you know, harassed by cops like a few times. So I definitely felt, you know, a lot of pain. And I thank God that, you know, I'm still alive throughout all of that. So that is, you know, a subject, you know, I really wanted to touch on because I, you know, I could have went to a club, you know, shot that video. And people would have loved it, but instead I wanted to point that visual of, you know, me and the dashiki, me saying that I'm for our people. Like, I also want to make music to get turned, but, you know, I'm definitely going to throw some consciousness in there because I do want my music to change the world and all.
But I mean, I think that's a smart tactic, because sometimes in order to get people to get them to a message, you got to put some stuff on there to make them turn up to get them there, and then now you got their attention. Now they're going to pay attention to the message you want to show them. So yeah, that's a smart tactic in my opinion. All right, so what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let my co-host, she's gonna grill you, because you know I asked the nice questions. She got some questions you see coming at you. So I'm gonna throw it to T.
Nah,
what's up,
don't
T?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What?
Oh yeah, it's okay if it's okay if I bring my manager in with me also.
Sure,
oh, yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
What's good? This Los Live, bro.
What's up? I got the chance to meet you too. What's up, boss?
Chilling on it, man. Chilling on it. So proud, bro. So proud of this artist, man. So proud of CJ Sweat. So proud of what he's doing as an entrepreneur, as a young black brother. This brother could go to the clubs. If you go to our page, you go to his page, at BSS CJ Sweat on Instagram, you'll see when we go to the club, he's turned. It's so much video of the club turning up with him. This young man chose, he could have took Fuck a 9 to 5. I don't know if I can curse on here, but he could have took that song and went straight club business.
Exactly.
But he didn't do that. He went for the people, because the people, at the end of the day, the people who's going to buy his music. So he wanted to touch the people. And I respect
that. I do too. I mean, because you said the clubs are going to eat it up anyway. So really, when it's all about making visuals, it's always about what can I do different to get your attention with how I already got it already with your ears. Let me throw something at you that's going to throw you off. You're going like, dang, I didn't see that coming for this video.
Absolutely. Yeah, no cars,
yeah,
no jewelry, no women twerking, none of that. But listen, when we go to the club, it's a twerk fest. Fucking 9 to 5 is a twerk
fest. First 15 seconds, I can tell. You can tell, right? The first 15 seconds, tell me, all you know. First 15 seconds I heard, I said, yep, chick's going to be twerking to this. Everyone you hear, chick's going to twerk. Or somebody, as long as ain't nobody super old great grandma going up still trying to at DJs. Introducing to the stage, Geraldine.
All right, come on, baby. Let me show you what I got, baby.
No, we don't, as long as Geraldine don't get up there twerking, we good.
No, listen, let's see Sweat tell you about what happened when he went to the old school day party.
Oh yeah, that was lit in the mug for real. Like, we came in, it was actually a club called Prom Bar. So they was having DJ Big Daddy was actually hosting it. Being shout out to DJ Big Daddy, shout out to Vertigo. I just wanted to let y'all know that, and also shout out to Teddy J. Shout out to you, man, for real, once again, for even having me here. So, I definitely need to add that in. But
yes,
you know, he was actually hosting, you know, the actual event, and you know, we saw him and everything. We talked, chopped it up, daft with him and all, and you know, we wanted to take a picture. So, like, we got into a picture pose. The next thing you know, like, these ladies come through, they photobomb us. One went past me, started, reaching for my stomach and just, you know, touching all over my stomach and everything. And then, you know, we was all, now I thought they were just photobombing us, but they started dancing and twerking, you know, also and everything. It was and they was all, they was all the ladies. For real.
Hey,
I was like shocked.
I'm telling them older women, they let you know. They like these women that, like, I would say 40 and up, if they want you, they gonna let you know. They like, ooh, I'm gonna go get him. They be like,
oh, yeah,
Scorpion on Mortal Kombat. Come here.
Oh yeah, that's why I love older women, for real. I that's what I want. I prefer older women. For real.
Okay, see. Now you're trying to get the bill, you know, get them to invest in that nine, you know, so they can definitely say fucking 9 to 5. I see what you're doing.
Oh man.
Yeah, fun.
All right, so T, go ahead, T. Do your thing, woman.
All right, so the first question is you single, in between, complicated, or what?
Ooh. Oh, I'm not single. I'm not single though. It's complicated. No, it's not complicated. I'm really not single. I'm really not.
Here's the manager. Now here's the manager perspective. Who gonna work harder than the girl that's right here by his side? Because the girl that's right here by his side work hard as hell. She work her ass off. She support him. You see what I'm saying? And here's something that artists need to do and need to start doing. All of us need to start respecting the women that are by our side and supporting them.
Real talk.
Yep.
Shout out Dre and Farid.
I think the same, you know what? At the same token too, I think I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there. As far as like the models is out here, these guys gotta get, like I said, we cuss on here very freely. Need to get their heads out of their asses and support their damn women. Cause not everybody's trying to fuck you. At the end of the day, people go opposite with your girl. So you determine the narrative. Either you can stop being an asshole about it, or you can support her.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Got to.
Because a lot of people, a lot of dope models in this city that don't model anymore because they get these jealous, crazy-ass boyfriends who be tripping, but he out there trying to stop her from modeling, he's trying to holler at another one in they DM. So, you know, I don't get
into that. Oh, that's fair. Foul play for real. Need a whistle. For real, need a check on that. No doubt.
So yeah, man, salute the fact you got a girl to actually support your music, because a lot. I mean it's nothing better than when you got a mate that's like supporting your craft, because it make you go that much harder, man. It lets you know you ain't got to have a head to get home.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Man,
you ain't got me in my soapbox now.
and it's no soapbox. I mean, the other part is this. You know, there are so many things that out there that wants to distract a young man that's trying to do something positive with his life. And sex is probably the top of that list. So to be in a situation where you're in control of your emotions, your desires, enough to focus on your business, what's better?
You know what? Either A, you know, it's just good people had that mindset, or you and my dad are somehow related, because he said something exactly the same thing. He was breaking it down to a partner his other day. He said, when you remove sex from the table and you focus on your business, can't nothing stop you. When you let, because that's usually what gets some of these artists caught up. They focus on that, and that's when they start, you know, they wasting money, they wasting resources, they wasting time. So when you don't let that be a priority, and it's just something that just, you know, reciprocal. It works.
Oh yeah, it does, for real. Like in this industry, because I already know that, you know, ladies gonna be trying to throw themselves on me or whatnot. Now if they want sex, I got a manager. Feel free. On me. Pass them on to the management, for real.
Most definitely. All right, T, what else you got for him, T?
All right. So what's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Oh.
Repeat. Oh, man. Oh, golly. Yeah, driving on the freeway. Driving on the freeway. Oh, yeah.
I was going to try that one time, but I already nervous wreck driving already. I don't need to add to it.
just focus on the road.
Because, man, people can't drive in Dallas, man. I'm just terrible at that. People cannot drive in Dallas, man. I can't. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, focusing on the road makes it last longer.
yeah, you got a point that because the kids, if you're not too focused, you're not gonna. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But not this crazy ass thing. They can't drive. A lot of these people can't drive for ish. You know, they think like it's like to me. I always got a theory. A lot of people in Dallas drive like it's their last days, and like at any moment they're gonna just. Yeah, man. Today is it. I'm like, come on, man. Especially on 35.
Like
35E gives me nightmares, man. I can't sleep at night that I drive on 35E.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we some country boys over here, though. On real talk, we some country boys over here. We love country roads. There's certain things you can do on country roads you can't do on city roads in Dallas. You can't do it on 35. You can't necessarily do it on 635. But on country roads, anything goes.
Right.
Yeah, we can park on the side of the road and just do what you do.
Not just 288 and then. Yeah, you can now see 288 and then you can. You can act like you about to shoot for Fast and the Furious on that highway.
Oh, man.
All right, T. Any, you got anything else, T?
All right, so what's the craziest thing that happened to you when you was having sex?
Oh, snap. Hold on. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of. That's a lot of them, for real. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, for real. Because there's a couple times where I just stop and laugh at the middle of it, really. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I just laugh because they never have seen them. Man, the faces they be making, it's just the faces they be making. Just, I'll be like, all right. it's really them faces, really. That is just laughing, but. Dang, I'm trying to really think of one just craziest moment. Nah, actually, I do have a story. Craziest thing that happened during sex was really like that was like back in high school. Really, it was me and this female. We was actually going to the carnival together and everything. We was at the carnival. We was walking around. And everything like that. And then her homegirl came up missing, so we spent a whole bunch of time looking for a homegirl. Then after we found her homegirl, we just had this little unspoken language. Like, we said one word, we was like, hey, hey. She said, hey, I said, hey. So we went, like, somewhere ducked off, let alone this is still in the carnival. Mm-hmm. And everything. There was, like, you know, poorly supported benches. And, shoot, I just sat down. You already know how to pull the pants halfway down, you know, not all the way to the ankles, but, you know, somewhat, you know, all the way down to enough, you know, do what you got to do. She got on top, man. Next thing you know, like, that bench was, like, barely supported. Like, I stumbled. That mother fell down, just crack. Oh, like, oh, man. That mess was funny than the mud. Like, she bounced on top of that mud. Just broke. Like, for real. She was going in like this.
Oh, man. We gotta give her a hit. Wow. Sounds awesome.
It was.
Okay, so I got a couple more questions for you. One, as far as if you could start your own foundation, what would it be? What cause would we be going back to?
House of Amen. We already have a nonprofit organization called.
Look at that.
Yeah, CJ Sweat is actually the chairman of a nonprofit organization. He's actually part of the board. It's a 3-man board. Myself, CJ Sweat, and another family member, we're a part of the board for House of Amen. It's a non-black or non-profit organization. We mostly focus on helping the African diaspora, helping bring kind of some unity among black people, trying to help us stop being so segmented based on where we're at, right? Florida versus Chicago, America versus this. So we have multiple opportunities that we're already doing. We're actually helping right now with a scholarship. One of our brothers lost his son. His son was only 18 years old when he died, and we just helped him to set up a nonprofit organization with me and CJ Sweat managing House of Amen. We take kind of me having a master's degree in business administration, and we try to give that back. So not only do I try to manage my mentor my son, but like he said, Black Starship has always been about mentoring young artists, not just on the music part, but trying to help them understand the business side of the music game and not just chase the dollars, not chase the we're gonna front you this up front and then you owe us back more than you can ever pay. But that's what we do. And I made sure that not only do I support my son as an artist, but I made him one of the directors of the nonprofit organization House of Amen to force him to always have his hand in giving back to his people.
That's what's up, man. This is my personal opinion. I feel, you know, because a lot of people, they don't do it naturally. They give back to the community more so as a, you know, like for like star moments or whatnot. So they get into the newspaper. It seems like you come from a pure place, and that's why people. I think you know people support you because you put out good music, but I think people support y'all because y'all come from a good mind space. And people support people who do real shit.
Right, like literally giving to the Red Cross doesn't come back to us. It really don't. So we just decided, you know, we got to give, once again, we practice black unity. We want to give back to our people in general. We just, not just, you know, our people, we do want to make sure that, but we're also preaching black unity, but, you know, we open arms with, you know, anyone that, you know, mess with this cause.
Most definitely. All right, my last question for you, and it's always one of the toughest ones I ask everyone, and that is, if you had 24 hours left to live, how would you spend those last 24 hours?
I spend, honestly, those last 24 hours with my loved ones, honestly. With my loved ones and just, you know, enjoy life. One big concert, really, one big concert, really, too. Just one last performance, give it all, like, invite everyone in the city, like, literally, family and all, because I do love performing, I do love rapping, like, that's one of my passions, really, it really is, like, my passion, really, in general.
Okay, I'll throw this last one to you. If you could sum yourself up in 30 seconds of why people should support you, why should they support you?
They should support me because, one, I'm unique, I'm very honest, and I'm very determined. And I'm definitely preaching up to Black Unity. I like to turn up. I like to get lit. I'm all jack of all trades. I can do it all. Anything you want, like for the song,
fucking
on the
five.
I got you. Fucking on the five, too.
Fucking on the five.
Straight up.
The kind of artist that will make a song called Fucking on the Five is the kind of artist that's going to turn up with you in the club, march with you in the streets, and kick anybody ass they got anything to say about you taking too long of a break.
Real
okay,
shit.
Hello.
Don't give no damns. And new, oh yeah, some new music coming out soon. New music coming out soon. Like, for real. No Filters is coming out. I got a song called No Filters. It's worse than fucking 9 to 5. Oh yeah, it gets that crucial. Oh yeah.
All right, well, man, let everybody know, here on the show, instead of just telling people to follow you, we call it stalking. Let me tell you why, because people are always, what the hell do you mean stalking? Basically, you know, we think of stalkers. Stalkers follow your every move. So here in the show, we like to call them stalkers. We want people to stalk you and follow your every move you got going on. So that being said, where are the places that people can stalk you at?
BSS CJ Sweat. On Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all of them. BSSSWET. www.cjsweat.com, too, also. I got my own website, also, too, with all my videos in there and all the music.
Yes, sir.
www.cjsweat.com.
Oh, you got any shout-outs you want to give out real quick?
Oh, yeah, of course. Once again, shout-out Lowe's Live, shout-out Drea, shout-out DJ Big Day, shout-out Vertigo, shout-out you, Ceddie J. Shout-out for real. Thank you for having me once again. Shout-out to your co-host. Shout-out to everyone in general. Shout-out to everyone that supported me and all. And shout-out DJ Scrappy and 20 Spins. And shout-out DJ Gemini also. Shout-out 979. Shout-out all of them.
And man, shout out to y'all, man. Again, we thank y'all for coming to the show, rocking out with us, and you know, just introducing your story, because that's what this show is about. It's a, you know, everyone always wonders why we don't interview celebrities all the time. It's because everybody else is already doing it. I want to focus on as we call the show, stars of tomorrow. So, you know, you're not one of the stars tomorrow. We want to focus on that. So we appreciate you for coming through the show.
All right. Yeah. On next one of these interviews, we should talk about some O6, for real. Have some O6 talks on that mug.
Yeah. We have to come on a Wednesday, because Wednesdays are even worse. Like, Wednesdays, we call it hump day after dusk. So that's where we really took the kids to bed then, because it gets crazy on Wednesdays. When, especially because Autocos isn't here, and she makes us look like the Mickey Mouse Club compared to her.
You funny.
Oh yeah. This is like therapy to me. It's therapy for real.
Oh yeah, we go in again. We thank you, bro, and everyone give him a hand.
Appreciate it.
No problem. So, yeah, I'm going to go straight into Crickets of the Week. Yeah, I know I do this segment every freaking week, beginning of the week. And that's why I go in on people that's either doing something stupid or just some foul stuff. I'm going to have to go ahead. And it's not no one necessary. Well, it's somebody that is, quote-unquote, famous. Well, they are famous. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a hater, so I'm gonna go ahead and get them Crickets off first. Let me go ahead and announce my Cricket of the Week is going to the people who are drumming the nonsense going behind the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef, or supposed to be,
no
whatever.
Beef.
I'm just saying, exactly. I'm just, to me, I'd never get this. Why is it that, you know, we can't, like, every time there's a female artist out, we can't have multiple female artists doing good at the same time? It's like the industry pins them against each other. And you, like, it's like, oh, yeah, let's, you know, well, Nicki could be hot now, and then now Remy Ma could be hot, and then this, versus, you know, when it comes to the male side of the industry, you know, a bunch of people get to be hot at the same time. And some of the people be sounding the same. It'd be like five people that sound the freaking same. And, you know, people let them ride. But it could be three female artists that sound completely different, but only one of them gets to be hot. Like, I don't get that. Like, that has to come to an end. So my crickets are going to the people who are acting like that can't be a case. Like, we can't have multiple female artists out here making some noise.
And yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Well, my crickets is going to Nicki Minaj.
Damn,
I
mean, T. Why did you go for Nicki Minaj, T?
Oh, yeah, it's wrong for all of us, for real. Everybody got to eat.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't see that interview where she was crying? Like, I didn't get that. I'm like, okay, we can move on.
Right.
Yeah. I can agree. But I know what you're talking about. One thing I can say, because I am trying to encourage that more female artists can be hot at the same time. But
yeah.
One thing she contradicted that I did not feel was, this is what Lil' Kim was talking about. You weren't paying homage to her, and now isn't it funny? Now it's time for you to. Now you got a person that's come, that's hot, that's new in the game, and the same thing you did to an artist that came before you. You now doing the same thing, and so now that it's being done to you, it's a problem. That's why I always tell. Watch how you do people, because if you don't do right, it's gonna come back and bite you in the ass when you least expect it. So people gotta eat some goddamn humble pie and chill the hell out and just make fucking music.
Most definitely.
So yes, I agree, T. That was the only thing. I'm not saying Nicki Minaj can't be hot. I just had a problem with the whole entire. You can't do the same. You can't sit there and point at somebody and tell them that they need to do something, and you did the exact same thing to one of your elder statesmen. You got watch the seeds you sow. That's why, again, it goes back to philanthropy and everything we were talking about during the interview. You guys sow those seeds right now, because. You can't
let me say something
later.
About that.
When you least expect that if something happened to you, you're going to want somebody to reach out to you and help you. You can't have, they're not going to be, they shouldn't have to help you then, because you put that energy into the atmosphere and you deserve what you get now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I heard you were talking about.
Yeah. No, I was saying about the, female artist thing, yeah, I think, yeah, it's enough room for all of us to eat. I think all the female artists should come together and just be lit, turn up, turn this thing up, for real.
It's
all about making good music.
For real, because I've seen that happen locally here. I ain't going to name no names, because you name names, everybody start being messy, but y'all know some of the local female artists is hot out here, and instead of, you know, they want to, instead of just going to the music, they really out here trying to throw hands. I'm like, bro, just go keep it in the music, man. Once you start throwing hands, that's when the music gets lost.
That is true. Yeah, we need to stop all that catfights. Hashtag stop the catfighting like them up, for real. That's all I got to say.
I ain't going to name names, but I can name, but it's a lot of them. I watch them, a timeline. And people be drumming that on. I'm like, bro, I'm over it, man. But anyways, those are the crickets of the week.
T, what you got coming up this weekend, ma'am?
This weekend, I don't have anything. Just going to work on the magazine. Oh, I actually have a
What magazine is that?
Still going to work on those. Huh? Oh, the magazine.
Yeah, you got two magazines now?
Yeah, I got two now. Yeah, I'm moving up in the world. The first one is a kids magazine. It's called Mael. So y'all go check that out at MAELLE.com. Yeah. And
okay.
The second one is a fashion magazine, and we're accepting submissions as of right now. And if you don't have a name, it's in the making. So, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. CJ, what you got coming up this weekend, man?
This weekend, man, I'm going to definitely try to shoot a music video, and also actually going to be fading through the gator on Sunday, try to get a performance in also.
All right, nice. Mm-hmm. Me. I'm going to be doing a lot of shooting this weekend. I'm going to go hopefully win some money, not give away some money to Windstar. So that, and then, shoot, I'll be also, you know, working on all this stuff all these magazines between shooting for my own and then shooting. Yes.
Oh, I got another.
Let's go to Windstar
together,
for real. Let's
fade
that mug.
Oh yeah, I'm going
and
on
I'm
Fridays to give
it
my money.
Yeah, I'm venturing
out. Oh, nice,
out.
Nice.
So photography, so yeah.
Oh.
We gonna win some big.
So ooh. Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, so everybody, if you missed any parts of the show, or if you ever try to check out any other episodes of the show, you always go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can also type in DustSpot, that's DustSpot Radio Network on iTunes, on Stitcher, on TuneIn. Pretty much if you type that in Google search, you can find all the different places that the show is at. It's on most of your major audio provider, so definitely check it out.
That's what's up,
that
yo. We definitely want to partner with y'all, man. We putting out some of the best right now visual promotions. If you go to the Instagram at @BSSCJSweat, you'll see the visual promotions. We definitely want to partner with you, Seti, bro. And I'm talking about free, bro. Whatever we got to do to promote, make this hot, let's get it.
And vice versa, man. You know, we definitely want a label that's definitely in the community. And so, you know, I'm down with that, man. You know, anytime I'm free and y'all have an event going on that, you know, y'all giving back, I want to definitely be a part of it. So just let me know.
Oh, most definitely. Really appreciate that. We definitely doing the same for you.
So, yes. Again, thank you everybody for listening to the show. Y'all know, and we end every show this way, every single episode, and that's remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or
there's a T
or a U, there is a way. You tune in to another episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Seti J. It's all to everybody that listened to the show today, and we see y'all Wednesday.
Whoa.
Gang. DJ Sweat.